Good afternoon, everyone. This is Ben Kachera, your gaming editor for Ars Technica, and we're going to try to do something just a little bit different this year at GDC. Every day, I'm going to try to sit down in my hotel room, and I'm staying in the beautiful Serrano Hotel, which is kind of like if you put the overlook from The Shining directly into the middle of San Francisco. It's rather scary. And I'm going to tell you about what we saw, what we thought about it, and just kind of go from there. So these are going to be real short, informal audio updates with what's going on. I just flew in today, so I haven't taken any meetings yet. But tomorrow should be relatively interesting. EA is having their big event, and we're going to see, I believe, the first footage from Battlefield 3. Which, looking at the readership numbers, you guys are just as excited about as I am. We are also going to be looking at some new stuff for the upcoming Alice game, which is really, really cool. And I believe I have an interview scheduled with American McGee himself, which would be really neat. I know we're going to interview someone from the game. I'm not sure who yet. I've heard a few names bandied about, so we'll get back to you on that. The other interesting thing we were offered is an interview with animation legend Don Bluth. He is working on the animation for an upcoming revamp of Tapper, the game where you pull beers for people. It used to be beers. It's probably going to be root beer now for the remake, so they don't have to go with the mature rating. And we have carte blanche to ask him about anything with his career. So that should be a really interesting conversation. Don Bluth is the man behind such wonderful films as The Secret of Nim, which was really good. He did Dragon's Lair, the original Laserdisc game. So we're going to talk to him about that. And that should be just a really, really interesting conversation. It's one of those things that you get offered it, and you really don't know what the angle is going to be, but it's someone who I think we're going to get a lot of really interesting things out of. Now, one of the other meetings I'm really looking forward to at GDC is we're going to be meeting with the people behind the upcoming game, Dead Island. Now, if you are on Twitter, or if you're following the gaming blogs, or if you're cognizant of trailers at all, go look up the Dead Island trailer. It's just a wonderful 2-minute, kind of just a mini zombie film. And it just caused waves through the community, and everyone had nothing but great things to say about it. And it just really put this game in the forefront of everyone's mind. Now, it didn't show any gameplay, so we don't have a lot of idea about what this game is going to look like. And that's what we want to find out. We want to find out if the gameplay, if what we're going to actually be buying in the stores kind of lives up to the premise that we saw in the trailer. I mean, I hope so. Zombies are one of those things that everyone thinks are played out, but whenever a good zombie game comes out, everyone gets excited about it again. It's like war games. We all complain about fatigue, and then most of us run out and buy the newest war game. So let's see, what else are we going to see at GDC? We're going to be meeting with Twisted Pixel, and we are going to be looking at Miss Splosion Man, the sequel to, of course, Splosion Man. And we're going to be seeing Gunstringer. Gunstringer is actually their upcoming Kinect title, and I'm really, really looking forward to going hands-on with that, if possible, to see what they're doing with Kinect controls. I think the guys at Twisted Pixel, they did the Maw. They did Comic Jumper. They've done just some absolutely wonderful games. And these guys know how to animate a character and put just a ton of neat details in everything they do. And they're just absolutely super nice guys. So if I want to see a team working on the Kinect, I think Twisted Pixel is one of those teams where I'm really excited about what they're going to do with it. Because I don't know if you have a Kinect at home, but mine has certainly been collecting a whole lot of dust lately. I want to see what kind of the next wave of Kinect games is going to look like, and this is one I'm really excited about. News today, the team behind Super Meat Boy announced that they are going to be developing for the 3DS. They didn't say what that game was going to be, but they did say that they are working on that. Wolffire Games, the people behind the Humble Bundle, they actually said very nice things about Ars Technica in their game developers conference speech, talking about how Our own Mike Thompson, who used to write for us. He's now doing things with The Escapist now as he finishes up his degree. He had just wonderful content about the Humble Bundle, and he was just badgering him about when it was going to be done so he could get this story out. And it actually made the people behind the game sit down, finish coding it, and release it. So that's our contribution to that little piece of history, and I thought that was really neat that they got on stage and talked about how Ars Technica had a little bit to do with the original Humble Bundle coming out. They said they made $3 million in revenue across the two bundles. And I was talking to the guys, and they were saying that one of the really, really interesting things they learned from this is that it's so important to not only create for the PC, which is expected, and it's like a bonus if it gets ported to anything, but if you're an independent developer and you really want to get the word out, you need to be on PC, you need to be on Mac, you need to be on Linux. You need to do everything you can to let people play these games. And people who have Apple systems, they really appreciate a quality port. People who are on Linux love seeing games that can run natively on Linux. So if you're an independent developer and you're listening to this, that's really good advice. Port your game to everything you can. Tear down every single wall between you and the player so that no matter what system they're running, no matter how they want to play it, they're able to do so. Let's see, what else are we doing? We're going to be meeting with Capcom later. They're going to be doing a mixer, which should be really interesting, and we're going to play some Nintendo 3DS games. I don't know how newsworthy it's going to be. Casey Johnston actually wrote up Street Fighter 4 on the 3DS previously, and she had really, really nice things to say about it. But, I mean, we're getting to the point where if anyone tells me if I show up to a place they're going to let me play with a 3DS, then, you know, goddammit, I'm going to be there. And I'll tell you what, if you are at GDC or if you just happen to live in San Francisco, the place to be is the W Hotel. Every night after all the talks and everything else, you're going to get a ton of developers and a ton of game writers. They all congregate at the W Hotel, and they're sharing stories. And if you want just kind of a peek into the gaming industry, just show up and kind of mingle and buy someone a drink. It's a really neat way to meet a whole lot of people from the gaming industry. I'll tell you what, if you have any questions or if you have things you would like us to cover, or if you have anything you would like us to ask for the people that we're going to see, you can email me at bkachera@arstechnica.com. You can find me at twitter.com/BenKachera. I try to listen to messages on there. And tell us what you think about the format of us talking to you every night and doing these little audio files to kind of keep you up to date with what we're doing in the show. Because this is a way for us to get you the information a little bit quicker. It's a different way for you to access it, and it's a way for us to kind of interact with the readers in a more direct way. I mean, ideally, we go out to these things to be your eyes and ears. So you tell us what you want to see and what you would like us to focus on, and I promise to do my best to try to get out there. I'll tell you a really interesting anecdote is I was actually flying from Cincinnati, Ohio, which is where I live, into San Francisco. I had a layover in Minneapolis, and I was sitting next to someone who works for Raven Software, who recently completed the wonderful, comma, and underrated game Singularity. They are now working on downloadable content for Call of Duty Black Ops. And he was sitting next to someone whose son works at Infinity Ward. So I tried to pump some information on what Infinity Ward is working on right now and when we're going to see it, and I didn't get anything, but it's kind of neat to bump into these people and have more informal conversations. Most of the time I have to specify that it's off the record, so unfortunately I can't talk about nearly anything they say. But that's kind of the fun of covering these shows, is bumping, you know, into people who might not be the front-facing, you know, face of the company or work in PR, or who I might not get to interact with in a normal way. And these conversations really go a long way to inform how you cover games and your attitudes towards certain companies. Even if you can't repeat what people tell you, it really helps to let you know where to look. And it really lets you get a feel for how companies are acting and what their employees think. And I'll tell you what, the thing about the gaming industry is I have yet to meet anyone who is like a jerk, if this makes sense. Even people who are in crunch time who might not like the publisher they work for, or if they aren't that enthusiastic about the particular game they're working on, everyone loves what they do. And it is just absolutely astounding to travel to these events and speak to so many people who are so passionate about, you know, the games they create and the games we ultimately play. And I have nothing but great things to say about Raven Software. Singularity was wonderful. I was a huge fan of X-Men Origins Wolverine, which was an M-rated Wolverine game. Had the likeness of Hugh Jackman. It really didn't have that much to do with the film itself. It was just a really violent, kind of brutal look at the character. And, God, we kind of need more of those when it comes to people like Wolverine. I like when games aren't afraid to go to the for the M rating and kind of the graphic violence when it's necessary or when it's, you know, contextually appropriate. So, yeah, well, that's it for me tonight. I am going to watch some South Park on my teeny tiny high-definition TV in this terrifying, terrifying hotel. So, yeah, again, you can email me at bkachera@arstechnica.com or at Twitter, twitter.com/benkachera. And I look forward to hearing from you and to writing up all these stories. So have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.